Clearwater RCMP responded to 46 calls for service during the second week of July, including two hit-and-run complaints in the Clearwater area, with one resulting in a roadside suspension by Barrier RCMP following a "Be on the lookout" advisory as the suspect failed two breath sample tests. On July 9, a Blackpool man called police to report fraud. He advised that he had e-transferred and written checks for $22,000 to a Clearwater man for the purchase of a truck. He advised that the seller is a partner at an auto and truck dealership and sold him a truck in May. SGT. Grant Simpson, detachment commander for the Clearwater RCMP, said the seller was to deliver it, but he has not done so yet. The seller just continued to make excuses. Corporal McGeorge spoke to the seller, who advised that he offered to sell a truck to the complainant for $22,000, but the actual cost was just over $30,000 and his partner refused to sell it so cheap. He claims he was trying to help out the complainant, as his wife is a care aide and was helping to look after the seller's father, said Simpson. Simpson explained that because the seller's partner wouldn't agree, he ended up selling his partner his own 4Runner to make up the difference to get the complainant the truck for the $22,000 they had agreed to. The seller claims that this difference has caused the month-long delay, as they had to sell the 4Runner to make up the money and then have it approved by a lawyer, as there was still money owed on the truck. The seller's story was convoluted and likely exaggerated, said Simpson. The seller told police that the truck would be delivered to the complainant by late the following day or early the next morning, depending on the car hauler's schedule. SGT. Simpson added, if the vehicle wasn't delivered, the seller advised he would happily return the complainant's money. It doesn't appear at this point that there is any fraud, and the complainant still wants the truck. He was in fact provided a receipt, VIN, and Carfax for the truck. The complainant was cautioned about entering into this type of deal and buying things sight unseen. The complainant also acknowledged that he would likely have to take the seller to small claims court should he be dissatisfied with the purchase transaction. On July 11, at 8:32 a.m. a Salmon Arm man called the RCMP to report a hit-and-run on Highway 5 and Park Drive in Clearwater. He reported that he was rear-ended by a black GMC Chev lifted truck with black rims pulling a small trailer, possibly a BC plate registered to a Kelowna man. The man that collided with him came up to his window, yelled that he brake-checked him and drove off toward Kamloops. The complainant suspected the man to be intoxicated by alcohol, said Simpson, and a "be on the lookout for" was forwarded to Barrier RCMP, where Corporal Kamalush observed the described vehicle bearing the BC marker. The driver, identified as a Lumbee man, had slurred speech and the odor of liquor on his breath and bloodshot eyes, according to the officer. Two breath samples both resulted in fail readings, and an immediate roadside prohibition was issued. The vehicle and trailer were impounded for 30 days and towed to a Barrier tow company. On Friday, July 12, at 11 a.m. a tourist from Germany attended the RCMP detachment to report a hit-and-run at the Helmken Falls Lodge in Upper Clearwater. The man spent the night there and, in the morning, when returning to his rental vehicle, he noticed a dent in the back of the hatchback and a minor bumper crack. The damage appeared to be under $2,000, according to Simpson, and no other damage on either side or front of the vehicle.